Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Basic. B-A-S-I-C. Basic. Basic. Text BASIC to 72881 by the end of this hour, and you've got a chance at $1,000 in our national contest. Message and data rates apply. That number again is 72881. This hour's code word is BASIC, B-A-S-I-C. Excuse me. Please enter. We need some winners. I want more Bay Area winners.
I know.
Come on. Let's bring that money home. I mean, Entercom is giving away $12,000 a day. We should be getting at least some of that. Come on.
I want
winners.
Winners.
Yeah. Where is that? All right. Basic is this hour's code word. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to Real Deals for over 30 years, and the January sales event, which is on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Okay, the album charts. Obviously, we weren't here yesterday for ML King Day, so we'll get to those today. Generally speaking, we get the new music on Fridays, and a week and a half later on the Monday, we find out how everything charted. And by album sales, I mean streaming, because nobody buys albums anymore. In fact, there was a story about Eminem. Eminem was like the only artist to sell 500,000 actual albums last year. It was like him, that Korean boy band, or maybe
BTS.
Yeah, that's them. One or two other acts that sold, you know, a significant number. But, you know, it used to be that you had
Taylor
to go
Taylor Swift, maybe.
Of course, right? But I want to say it was Eminem who sold the most actual physical copies of albums last year. Because number one this week is the people who sold 823 actual albums. The album that was number one last week after only selling 823 actual albums and having something like 84 million streams, it's A Boogie with a Hoodie. Hoodie SZN 56. They say 56,000 copies, but what they really mean is like 100 copies. A bunch. I guess if you sell 10 singles, that counts as one album. And I don't know, 1 million streams counts as one album. So that's who's number one, A Boogie with the Hoodie.
That song, Sunflower, didn't get a nomination for Best Original Song.
Oh, I got to look at that. I'll do that here.
Selections.
Are you all right? Are you going to be okay?
Such a great song, and it fits the film so good.
It does.
Did it not come out soon enough?
Instead, we got a crappy song by Mary Poppins Returns, which that movie sucked, everyone.
Is there a cutoff that maybe they missed?
No, you just got to get in before December 31st.
Why aren't you voting for the Academy?
Yeah,
what's wrong
you?
With you?
I don't know. Apparently, nobody thinks the way I do.
Huh. That's weird.
That's strange.
So ridiculous.
You're ridiculous.
Am I?
No.
Aren't you?
You're
I'm
amazing.
Upset.
All right.
Mad.
So there's your charts.
You didn't even notice I didn't play number one, huh?
I didn't. I don't care. Go ahead, play it.
Here, soak it in. Soak it in.
I don't want to soak it
true
in.
True artistry.
Is he going to say any actual words?
Here. Yeah, there it is. Uh huh.
Will there be some words
there
soon?
There it is. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Come on. Straight up.
All right.
Break it down.
I just wanted to play that part.
That's great. That's The Boogie with a Hoodie, number one. The Oscar noms came down this morning. The Best Original Song, All the Stars from Black Panther.
That's
Didn't
a good
Kendrick
song.
Kendrick Lamar do all the music for that,
yeah,
basically?
Yeah, like that, yeah. I hope that one wins.
That's the one with SZA, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a hit.
Pretty good song. Are you going to... Other nominees are from the RBG soundtrack. That's the Ruth Bader Ginsburg documentary, I'll Fight. Mary Poppins Returns, The Place Where Lost Things Go.
What?
Are you going to try and look these up?
I can.
Yeah, it's all right. The Star is Born Shallow. We certainly don't need to hear that again.
Yeah,
don't worry, you'll hear it in 15
I can
minutes.
Play that one, but hold on. Yeah, we will hear that in 15
minutes. Yeah, don't worry. That's coming up. And... No,
that's
the one I didn't need to hear.
I have Yeah, the place where lost things go, correct?
From Mary Poppins.
All right, here it is.
All right. Do you think that's really Emily Blunt singing?
It is.
I do.
I didn't know she was a good singer. That's it's good.
Yeah, but
this, is this good?
No.
Yeah.
The song? Come on.
Yeah. The movie wasn't horrible.
It's not Julie Andrews, but
I'll tell you what.
You liked the movie?
I didn't hate it. I mean, I watched it with my kid, and there I was crying like a little baby.
Oh, Vinny. Loser. You're so sensitive now.
But of the things Lin-Manuel Miranda's done, did I get his name right?
Yeah.
Moana and this are his best. You can take Hamilton and just...
Oh, no, stop it.
Oh,
Hamilton's
that's messed
great.
Up.
What
Hamilton
a
is
rip
great.
Off,
You're
my
nuts.
God.
Well, you got ripped off. There's no
I
question.
I did get ripped off.
That was your own fault.
Oh,
it wasn't
on.
My own fault.
It was. You didn't even look to see if you were on the right. You went into a resale thing and you bought $75 tickets for $1,000 a piece.
All
That's
of
your
you
fault.
Hype machine people are the ones that got me into that.
You're insane.
I wouldn't have even known what it was.
The other song that's nominated is The Ballad of from a movie called The Ballad of Buster
You and Gretchen
Scruggs.
With your, oh my God, I listened to the
I love that soundtrack.
The soundtrack nonstop.
I cry.
We can sing every word. We know every
know
word
every
to
word.
The whole thing.
I never said that.
Oh God, I
don't
love
know the words
it.
To anything. It's good though.
The Ballad of what?
The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. That's the name of the movie. The song is called When a Cowboy Trades His Spurs for Wings.
How this could get a nomination and not Sunflower.
Oh, what a travesty, Hooman.
It is a travesty.
That's what I just said. I'm agreeing with you. It's unbelievable. You know what?
Do you want to hear that?
Sure,
it's Willie Watson and Tim Blake Nelson.
All right.
This is when a cowboy
Buddy.
Trades his spurs for wings.
This is when he croaks, right?
Oh, come on. I don't know.
That's what it is.
Oh, what are you doing?
It's in the name of the song. Oh, yippee-ki-yay, mother, father.
Whoa.
Well, that's a hit.
Are we going to hear All Fight by Jennifer Hudson?
Oh, all right. Pull yeah, pull that out.
All right.
That's the other one that's nominated. Did we hear all
for
the other ones?
For Oscars, right?
Yeah, these are the songs, right, best songs from a movie. All right, that's the one I like the best of those five.
Play Sunflower.
No, that one's not nominated. I'm not playing it. Best animated film. I wanted to do this also real quick because we got Pixar right across the street.
Please let it be Spider-Man.
Spider-Man is nominated.
That's right.
Into the Spider-Verse. Ralph Breaks the Internet. Mira. Isle of Dogs, which was great.
Great.
And Incredibles 2, which was greater. Incredibles 2 should 100% win.
What?
It just should.
I loved it too.
So damn good. Although, you know, I haven't seen... It would be hard to beat. So, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, maybe that's a contender, too. Well, I should watch that.
What else is up? This is animation, right?
Best animated long feature film. Incredibles 2, Isle of Dogs, which I also absolutely loved, but that's my kind of movie. And that's a Wes Anderson movie, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not my kind of movie, like, and I loved it. I was like, oh my God, I love these dogs.
Mira. M-I-R-A, exclamation point. I've never heard of it.
Me neither.
Ralph Breaks the Internet and Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Mm. That's who's nominated. Go Pixar.
We just saw Early Man, and it didn't hold my attention at all, but my kids seemed to
like it.
It's an animated film from this year, 2018. But Gina Yashier's in it.
The lady that was in here, the
comedian? The comedian you love.
Yeah.
Did I say it right?
Yes.
Why are you looking at
Yashirai?
Yashirai. That's a lady you introduced us all to. I'd never heard of her.
Right.
And she's in it. She's one of the voices.
Oh.
I was really, like, I follow her on Instagram.
And
I'm a
it.
Fan. I like her. Mm. Yeah. She's great.
So, also snubbed.
Well, I don't think it was.
Not in here.
It lost me. The film, not great.
Anyway, the complete list of Oscar nominations, and we've spent a lot of time with this morning, so I'm not going to go through the whole thing. You can go to RadioAlice.com.
Everything's up there.
Brad Pitt and Charlize Theron.
Oh, yeah.
Get out of here.
Everyone's denying it left and right. This is the first I'm even hearing about it is the denials, which means it's totally on.
It's totally happening.
She's
a step up from Angelina.
She's a step up from everybody. That chick is world class.
I think I agree with you.
Yeah, that chick is amazing. And?
And what?
Double amazing. I don't know. She's the best.
Whoa.
I freaking love
She's
her.
She's amazing and double amazing.
She's amazing and?
Double amazing.
Double also, amazing.
Triple amazing.
Also, quadruple amazing. She's amazing. Triple, double. Amazing. They met last year on a commercial shoot and have not been together since.
Yeah. Right.
They have not been together since. There's nothing. Look away.
Who's this?
Charlize.
Look away. There's nothing between them.
She's amazing. And.
Double amazing.
She's extra.
When you type in Charlize. Theron, one, two down is Brad Pitt.
Oh my God, hilarious.
So it's everywhere.
Yeah.
So go on.
That's it.
They're not doing anything.
They're not together. Just so we're clear here, this show does not perpetuate rumors. There's nothing going on between Charlize Theron and Brad Pitt.
Uh-huh.
Watch this space. Did these moments in rock and roll nearly destroy rock forever? I'm going to read you some. It's so dumb. But some of them are like, huh, that's interesting. Loudwire.com. They came up with a list of 10 moments that almost destroyed rock. I argue nothing can destroy rock. However, Loudwire.
I don't know. Rock Loudwire is kind of on its last legs, isn't it?
It doesn't matter.
Can't be found anywhere.
It'll always be. It can be found at my house. So I'm not worried. I can. Every time I look for it, there it is. So here we go. This is what they think, you know, if these things had happened, rock would have been destroyed. Les Paul almost dies in a car accident in 1948. Okay.
Guitar. I mean, he invented the guitar that a lot of people use to make some of the great songs, but
other people would have invented guitars. Right.
Strat was already there.
Right. That was there. Elvis gets drafted in 1958. But he was honorably discharged in 1960. He was, at the time that he was drafted, he was the largest tax-paying American citizen.
Mm.
He was paying the most in taxes. And they still were like, oh, screw that. Off to war you go. John Lennon proclaims the Beatles are more popular than Jesus in 1966. He apologized and the death of rock was averted.
Oh, okay.
Tony Iommi from Black Sabbath.
Yes, he's one of my favorite.
Chopped off two of his fingers.
It's true. His fretting hand.
Yes. They said, you'll never play guitar again. And he went, yeah, well, and went on to continue to play it to this day.
Well, you know what he did, though? This is the weirdest thing. So the two fingers that had the tips chopped off, he fashioned little nubs and actually plays with two things on the tips of his fingers.
Well, and probably by now, someone has created really nice little prosthetics for him.
Or he got used to what he has and can't play with anything else. I don't know.
I wonder who he would use. Like, you know those little feet that you can slip over things? They're like little plastic, kind of a soft plastic foot that's like on the bottom of like a toaster or something,
sure.
You know, to keep it from scratching up your counter. I wonder, you know, like they could fit that over.
But he's got to have dexterity. He plays guitar solos.
You can't be worried that they're going to fall off. You know what I mean? They've got to be on there tight.
But
you know, Pete from the Who?
Townsend.
Pete Townsend. He says basically he lives with crazy glue. Like he just has a pack in his coat at all times because his
from
fingers get
ripped.
Smashes his hands up and his hands are all torn up from the strings. And he just basically dips his fingers in that, and it gives him a hard shell that he can play through.
Wow.
Crazy glue.
What I'd read about Iommi, the guy from Black Sabbath, is one of the reasons he down-tuned his guitar the first time he down-tuned was it was easier to play with his fake fingers, which created the heavy metal sound that we all know today.
Right. So how far down does he go? A whole step
just a half? Just a step.
So that obviously that did not destroy rock.
No.
Everything's okay. He decided to be in Black Sabbath anyway. He was 17 when that happened. Randy Rhoads auditioned for Ozzy's solo band in 1979. He only auditioned because a friend was like, dude, you should go. You should try out for this. He's like, I don't know, man. And then Ozzy passed out drunk the minute he was done. So he and then other people auditioned while Ozzy was like this. pipe down, please. He was the last one that Ozzy was awake for and he got the gig.
Ozzy.
Imagine if he hadn't. Tipper Gore and the PMRC released the Filthy 15 list of offensive songs in 1985 and lobbied for age-based ratings on music. That's the little explicit lyrics thing that we have now. This one's good. Slash auditions for Poison, but doesn't get the gig. CC DeVille gets the gig, which freed him up to join Guns N' Roses. Thank God, crisis averted. 1985, he joins Guns N' Roses, and the rest is history. Judas Priest gets sued in 1990 over the suicide of a young fan, but they win the suit. Rock continues. Dave Grohl joins Nirvana in 1990. He was hesitant. His mom was like, you should do it. His mom goes, you know, go ahead. You're just sitting around the house.
You know,
Dave.
I don't know the whole story, but I know he's an East Coast guy. And obviously Nirvana was Seattle, so he would have had to move. I think his home's in Virginia or something like that. So he would have moved cross country to be in a punk band as a drummer.
So luckily, all these things did not destroy rock, Vinny. I have one more thing that I want to slip in here, even though we're running kind of late. The front page headline in the city's Times-Picayune yesterday morning was Reffing Unbelievable, which I think is the best headline of all time.
Reffing
Reffing Unbelievable. Because they lost because of the one call. Or non-call. The call that wasn't made. Reffing Unbelievable! What's coming up in the news, man?
Real quickly, I posted the commercial that Charlize and Brad met.
Breitling watches.
Yeah, everyone's saying this is the reason they met and this is the reason they're dating. It's on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
No one is saying they're dating. They're not dating.
Well, anyway, the ad, the 30-second ad is on Sarah and Vinny.
What's coming up in the news, Vin?
I don't know.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Right now, caller number 9 at 800-400-3697 gets a pair of single-day tickets to Bottle Rock, Napa Valley, Friday, May 24th. Friday's headliners are Imagine Dragons and One Republic. That, can I get one of those? Can I get a connection? Can see it in my reflection. It's a big night. That's a good night to go.
Yeah.
Plus, it's the first night. Like, it's so fun to go on the Friday to Bottle Rock. Like, everything's so fresh and new. The bathrooms haven't been destroyed. Come on. That's the day to go. Anyway, if you're calling number 9 right now, you're going. 800-400-3697. Got a pair of single-day tickets to Bottle Rock Napa Valley for the Friday night. Call now.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union.
Oh.
First NorCal has a way with home loans your way. Low rates, simple, honest, and local.
Kill it.
Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org.
That's with a number 1.
Right. firstnorcalcu.org. Okay, here's what's happening.
Okay.
I want to start with a couple texts real quick.
Uh-oh.
Because we've happened upon a few different subjects here, and I'd like to do it in a timely manner.
Okay.
First of all, Hooman is just so angry this morning. Oh, my. Somebody get him a tea or something. Do you need a tea?
Do you need a tea or a kombucha?
He's getting the listener right now.
Okay.
He's fine.
Yeah, I don't think he's particularly. I think he's funny.
He's just bouncing off the walls a minute ago.
408 says, did you guys already talk about Big Brother or the horrible band on SNL this weekend?
Oh, who was the band?
You're the one that watches it.
Please, are you kidding me? My TV was hijacked this weekend.
Oh.
What was the first part?
Big Brother.
Neither of us have watched it, right?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow we'll talk about it.
Yes, I'm going to watch
Monday
it tonight.
And Tuesday. Me too, for sure.
Oh, it was on Monday too?
Yes. Monday it debuted.
Oh, that's last night.
Oh, so there's only... Oh, and then there's an episode tonight. So we'll watch tonight's episode and last night's episode. I knew there was going to be... I'm like... I knew there were going to be two.
510 says, I work for North Face based in Alameda.
Shame.
Our athlete, Alex Honnold? Climbed El Cap in Yosemite, and they made a movie of it, Free Solo.
Ooh.
That's the movie.
That's the documentary.
It's nominated for an Oscar. Support the Bay. Yeah, I've heard it's unbelievably good.
Mm.
Like the climbing scenes will make you pee your pants.
Mm.
So scary.
I don't like to say that.
Well, I mean, you know, don't drink too much before you go in.
It's a movie. Don't I want to get a soda? And some popcorn.
Hey, the musical performance on SNL was Greta Van Fleet.
Oh, that's too bad. Oh, I would have liked to have seen them. But it sounds like they were terrible.
Well, they're kids, man. And they're catching kids. Really a lot of flack. And maybe they should. Maybe it'll help them.
Well, they need better songs. Because I agree that they're rocking. I like to hear, you know, look, rock is not dead.
Right.
Keep the rock going. They're getting some Led Zeppelin comparisons. But I don't like any of their, like, there isn't a hit on there, as far as I'm concerned. I'm sure people will argue that. But there's nothing on that record. I've listened to it a couple times. And I'm like, no. Mm-hmm. There's nothing on here that I really want to hear again.
925 says, Tony still uses the original fake fingertips he made when he was 18 years old.
That's hilarious. What were they made out of? Just rubber or something?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Good for him. Way to be like, who cares that I cut off my fingers in an industrial accident? I'm still going to play guitar.
I'm
going to
be a rock star anyway.
Yep.
415 says, listen to Thursday's Secret Show over the weekend. It was the dirtiest, filthiest, funniest thing I've ever heard.
It's horrible. Do
Best
not listen
Best Secret Show
to it.
Ever.
Do, no.
Leave
Ever.
It all in.
Ever.
Ever.
I'm thinking some of it even got cut. It's terrible. Do not listen to it. Our Secret Show is a travesty.
So They're, obnoxious.
So yeah. bad. It's terrible.
That
it's,
one was particularly dirty.
Yeah, it's not for prudes. It's not for people who aren't prudes. It's for no one.
It's not for anybody.
No,
You're
do
right.
not listen to
Any
it.
In the first like 10 seconds, it was just
Dude,
like,
it, we're in. The first well, 1 second, the first thing out of Vinny's mouth when you turn the mics on is just like, I'm like, oh my God.
In my defense.
And it went down from there.
I didn't think we were on yet.
Right.
You did what?
I didn't think we were on yet.
We're on
and
the whole
no,
time.
I
and then
did
stop
not.
It. Don't
she
act like you don't know.
As soon as we're already in the door.
Well, as soon as I sit down.
Yeah. Yep.
Whatever.
Vinny.
Well, in Vinny's defense, you weren't sitting there. You were figuring
right.
out the other room.
Was
but it? Yeah, but it was rolling.
Oh, funny. That's great. That's where all the good stuff happens.
It's not good. Don't listen to it. It's a podcast we do in addition to this show.
I've been trying to ignore some of the ugliest stories of the day so that we can sort of not find ourselves mired in all of the Trump news.
You could keep on doing that.
I just wanted to mention this. I won't go into detail, but the Supreme Court allows transgender military ban to go into effect.
Okay.
So this is a blow to the LGBT activists. It does... In my opinion, seems strange if someone wants to defend our country and is physically capable of doing so. It seems like, why would we stop anyone from doing that? But
well, bias.
Okay. Oh, this story, because now when you hear kids who say, I want to be, when I grow up, I want to be, often you hear a YouTube star.
Yeah.
Yes, weirdly.
Because YouTube stars are becoming multimillionaires.
Some of them.
Right. Well, this story is about YouTube star burnout. The world's biggest YouTube stars are saying they're burning out because of the unrelenting pressure to post new videos and to keep the content solid.
Oh, the poor babies.
I agree. Like, so shut up. You're already a multimillion, like this PewDiePie guy.
Yeah, never post another video. You have
You're done.
Millions,
You've made
right.
your millions, man.
Woo-hoo with your, you know.
And all you do is comment on your, what was it, Minecraft? Is that
whatever
what
game he's playing, he's also talking during it. And somehow that has made him $11 million a year for the last few years.
Somebody named Alicia Marie.
Oh, is she rich?
Do you know who that is?
Never heard of her.
She's apparently, do you know the name Casey Neistat?
Nope.
Katie Morton?
Nope.
Chris Boutte?
That sounds familiar.
All these
okay, we don't get on that.
You're right.
All of these YouTube stars with a combined following of over 100 million people.
They're all saying, "Oh, we're so
are saying
out.
They're burnt out."
Take a break then.
Well, this is the thing. They're afraid to it's like the people who post on Instagram mm-hmm. all the time. They're
right.
afraid that if they don't keep their profile up uh-huh. that people won't continue to follow them.
People will, though. I think you actually lose more followers when you're posting
when
all
you
the time.
When you overpost, I agree.
You know, they're still following you. It doesn't occur to them to, like, I haven't seen a post from them in a while. I think I won't follow them anymore. That's not how it works. These people are putting too much pressure on themselves. Slow down, people. Slow your roll. It's my New Year's resolution.
We don't really know, though. I mean... The new kids coming up, they're the ones that know stuff.
You're right.
About
we don't
the
know.
YouTube.
It's
and
true. I would never think to subscribe or not subscribe to anything.
I follow my boy Diego. Mm-hmm. He's got a channel.
Your neighbor?
No, it's my, sort of, yes. He's Christina's best friend's kid.
Okay, right. And he did, what does he do?
He started
stuff?
A YouTube channel. And
it's like a skateboarding
he's
thing.
He's at skateboards. He does giveaways. One time he was giving away a board I think I gave him.
Oh, I'm like, well, he didn't need it.
That's weird. I think those parts are from the skateboard I gave you. But I follow him, and, you know, when he checks in, he's like, I just wanted to tell you guys, my fans, that, and I'm like, his fans. And then I'm like, well, I guess I am. I'm watching, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
He's got me there. These people all have their channels and they're doing their thing.
And that's one of the kids' dreams these
Alicia
days.
Alicia Marie, who has 8 million subscribers.
Oh, boy.
Says that on her last video post just a few days ago, she said, they say here in the video, she tearfully explains to her viewers that she's not proud of the content she's making anymore and needs to take a break.
Oh.
Okay.
How old is she? Old enough to maybe go to college?
I don't know. But I do feel like, man, if you're burnt out and you don't love what you're doing already,
stop doing it. Find something else. Hmm.
Yikes. Your kids never did that, did they?
They've put videos up on YouTube, and I'm sure that the dream has crossed their mind, but no, they just don't. And I'm glad they have other things that they're interested in.
Well, yeah, right. It's got a band now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to see them. When is the show? The show's this year?
No one knows when the show is.
I thought there was a...
I don't know. I wish I could tell you, but I'm not allowed to know anything about the band or hear any of its music other than what I can hear during the practices.
Well, that should be all the music.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit shut out of that. He's coming around. He's been in a pretty good mood lately. Like, I feel like maybe he'll come back
we'll
to
work
me.
Work him a little.
Well, maybe.
Is he enjoying having his uncle around?
Yes.
Like they're into it.
And, you know, his cousin who just left yesterday, they had a great time with her while she was out here. They're, you know, they're all about the same age.
All right.
It's good.
So let me ask you a question. Speaking of the young set and all their ways, is it okay to have your phone on the table, the dinner table, these days? I mean,
it's not okay at my house.
It's become normal, right? I mean, we all carry our phones every single place we go.
Yeah, but it's not okay at my house. It can be okay at your house, but I don't want that because, frankly, their phones go off all the time. If their phones were like my phone, mostly just stays black all the time, once in a great while, like my mom will text me. But other than that, like, my phone is pretty much a brick. But their phones go off constantly, and not just with texts from friends and stuff, but like little notifications of all these, you know, all these different apps that they use and stuff.
Right.
And their phones are constant. They're constantly buzzing. Like, I always have to say, you got to put that on silent. I can't hear that. Because then everyone looks at their phone.
Right.
Someone's phone goes, everyone goes, oh, well, is that me?
It's so interesting that you'd say
it's like a vibrator.
Notifications on. That's... Every time that says, can we send you no!
Yeah.
Like, for me, that's absolutely not. You can't send me notifications.
I get some of the news ones, but I have the alert set to silent. Stop alerting me.
Does it still bother people when you whip out your phone out at the table? According to a new survey, 42% of people say yes.
Yes.
It still bothers them.
And those are us, the old people.
They say it's socially unacceptable to use your phone when you're having dinner with other people. But that's only 42%.
Right.
32% say, yeah, it's okay to answer your phone when you're at the table. Almost a third.
Mm. Say, this way it's going. We're going to be the crotchety old people.
Well, yeah, of course. And that's the norm. I mean, when we were young, my dad was like, men with earrings, what's going on with the world?
Mm. It's always something.
It's like, what? That's right. Your thing? But sure, you know.
I just feel like the whole phone thing has robbed our kids of, like, some really essential things.
Well,
in a way that earrings never really did,
well,
you know?
Well, of course not. I'm only hurting myself, re-piercing the damn thing every time I leave the house because my dad won't let me in with it.
Oh.
You know, punk rock, 7th grade.
Sure.
What do you have a safety pin in your ear for?
Because it's cool. That's why. You wish you had one, too. That's why you're giving me poop about it.
If work started 1 hour later, how much would it change your life?
Well,
tremendous.
I would get to get up.
Lot, wouldn't it?
I would get up 1 hour later, and I'd go to bed 1 hour later, so that's how it would change my life. I actually don't want it to. I actually like our hours, weirdly.
I'd be dealing with a lot more traffic, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If I get to get up early, I'm going to do it at 3:45 and get it over with.
Yeah.
I don't want to start any later. Do you?
What time? No. Well, I mean, sure, but
right.
No.
I mean, if we could do noon to two, that'd be really noon convenient. To two. I think that'd be convenient. Of course, I'd sleep till 11.
You know? I know. So what's the point?
I know. It's actually good. I have all day now. I'm not going to go to bed now.
Oh, man. Think of what all the jamming you'd do into the...
Oh, not having to get up till 10 in the morning or 11
into
in the
middle of the
I'd be
night.
Like, you know what? That would be the worst thing that could ever happen to me. I'd be like a raging alcoholic and just... It would be the death of me. I'm so glad for my hours. They just keep me on the straight and narrow. They really do.
Okay.
So many things that could be problems in my life that aren't because I'm like, well, I don't have time for that.
You know, I can't speak about, I know what my problems are. I can't speak for other people's problems, but I think if you're an alcoholic, you're gonna be one. I don't, like this idea that all of a sudden you clearly have the ability to control it.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
As soon as I'm doing it, it's out of my control. It's out of my hands. Water method though. That works.
Works for what?
Just a nugget.
More trips to the bathroom?
Yes. I like those. No, just to have a handle on it.
Party Advil.
Yeah, party Advil. Every day when my party starts at my house, I'm like, who wants some Advil?
She brought that up.
Advil
I
and a big glass
I thought she was talking about
water.
Like some sort of ecstasy or something. She's shaking this bottle of pills around. She's like, hey, who wants a party Advil? I'm like, what is that? It's just Advil. Oh, it's okay.
And then you took some.
Every
did,
time you say this, though, people write in and say it's so bad for your liver
yeah,
to be
well,
taking Advil and drinking
at
the same time.
Don't worry about it. Don't you worry. You do you. I'm going to do me. Me has party Advil. You know what happens? I feel better the next day. My liver handles it for now.
Oh, look at the smile on her face.
Right up until it doesn't. And then, you know, I'll be forced to quit.
I hope that you get the option. That they say, just stop that and you'll be fine.
Yeah, well, it'll be hard, but I can do it. I did it this weekend. Well, I didn't really do it. I mean, I still had drinks, but...
You were mellow this weekend, I thought.
I was.
So you didn't even need the party Advil.
I still took it. Well, I had some drinks on Saturday. I like to take a couple Advil. Just makes me feel better. I always have a headache, you know? Let's take some Advil. I'm going to wake up on Sunday and be productive.
You know you're broadcasting, right? This can't be good.
Is this real life? I'm never sure what's real.
We got a text. Breaking news. The Supreme Court is allowing the ban on transgender in the military. This is a sad day.
It is.
What's
terrible.
Next? Roe v. Wade?
Fear and bias.
SMH.
What can that part of the government shut down, too, while all this was going on?
408 asks, where did research come from? It's like Hooman screw up or
no,
something,
I think.
I
you
think.
Said resort.
I think that's it. I think it was Hooman.
All right, let's go with
definitely
Hooman.
Hooman.
It's definitely Hooman. It's Hooman.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you for giving us that word.
No problem, buddy. 707 says something that I had no idea about.
Okay.
You can't bring up Kamala Harris without mentioning Willie Brown. And I was like, oh, why?
Yeah, why is that?
Kamala Harris once dated Willie Brown.
Oh.
Did you know that, Yuzi?
I did not know that.
That's weird. She seems so much younger than him.
She is so much younger than him.
Like 30 years younger.
Right.
Is that really true? Or someone just
I don't know. I'm 415 says Harris was the DA in SF. Mm.
Yeah, I used to hear her name all the time.
And I'm not saying that. I liked Willie.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had Willie on, and I've even been to Willie's house.
What?
We went to Willie's place one time. You don't remember that?
No.
He actually lives in a high rise, but we were knocking on it. You don't remember that?
Oh, you went to torture him. I see.
While we were on the air.
Mm-hmm. I do vaguely remember that. Mostly I remember the Robin Williams one because that one had so many repercussions.
It went horribly.
It went horribly wrong. The other ones went fine.
They had a 2-year relationship in 1994. Willie Brown was 60 and she was 30 years his junior.
Wow.
Hmm. I wonder why she...
And this article goes on to say the 2-year relationship worked out well for Harris.
Well,
you think it had to do with her aspirations?
That's what people, rumors are saying.
Well, whatever.
He's a big deal in this town.
Sure he is. And he's like, he is a charming dude.
Yeah.
He's in Pat's movie.
So am I.
Yeah, no. You guys are co-stars in a movie together, you
we
and Willie
are.
Brown.
Willie appointed Harris to State Unemployment Insurance Appeals Board. Ooh.
Which paid
$97,088
a year.
But was Willie married at the time?
Yeah, he's never been divorced. He has another mistress right now.
Wait.
Wait a minute. What are you saying that into a microphone for?
She was his mistress?
Well, I don't... Willie Brown's married. I mean...
Right, the other part!
Yeah.
You don't know he has a mistress. You should say allegedly or you heard.
Allegedly.
You don't know.
It says here, technically he's been married since 1958. However, Brown and his wife separated amicably in 1982, more than 10 years before his relationship with Harris began.
But then they never officially divorced.
According to the New York Times.
Well, thank you, New York Times. That makes me feel a little easier about the whole thing.
Four and five, this is the last one. Hi, guys. I'm a stay-at-home mom. Mom with five kids, age 4 to 15.
Oh, boy.
I always wanted a big family, and yes, it's draining at times, and each kid is a time suck, to quote Vinny. I go to the gym 5 to 6 days a week, and that's my me time and saves my sanity. But the best thing about all these kids right now is that my husband and I have built-in babysitting. We do date nights every week, and the big kids are capable of holding down the fort and getting the kids fed into bed. We often joke about how we couldn't have planned this better. Love you guys. Yeah, that part is working out now, but the fact that you survived all those young kids, it's a miracle your relationship survived that.
But it did. So
I know. Well, now they're good.
Fun.
I can see how that, you know,
I was going to do it over again. I think I actually might have more kids.
Well, you still can. I mean,
no, Ben.
It's not too late.
I'm having hot flashes now. I'm pretty sure it's over.
Just take that parka off
inside. We're
going to
take a little break here.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.